Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. Glad you're here with us. The sun is up. My guess is the fog has lifted. And wouldn't it be great if that was true for all of America? But it's not, because we cover the news here every day and we see what's going on out there. We are trying to get you covered here with what's going on up in New York with the Trump trial, of course. And, of course, the shooting that happened at some point last night on Washington Avenue. We still don't have any more details. A lady was shot and ended up in East St. Louis, but it happened right around the corner from our location here in downtown at 12th and Olive.
Is this the same person who let her 8-year-old drive her to East St. Louis because she was drunk?
I don't know. Is that what it says?
No, I'm just throwing that out there. I question why this person was driven to East St. Louis instead of the hospital. The first place I would take somebody would be the hospital if they were shot. Unless there was a reason they didn't want to be at a hospital and have potential police involved.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. There has to be something more to the story, but no more details have been forthcoming yet from police this morning. So we just don't know exactly what happened. If we get more details on that, we'll let you know. Hopefully it was like, I'm not saying there's anything good that it could be, but maybe it was an isolated incident, or for all we know, she shot herself accidentally. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just don't know what happened at this point.
I think it just speaks to what's going on, though, with Washington Avenue. And it again, I was talking about the restaurant just broken into. The week prior, another business broken into. A woman shot herself.
Yeah.
It's not what it used to be.
No, it's not. So we got that coming up for you here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk to Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation about the fine being leveled against the biggest Christian university in America. Why is that? Is it coincidence? We're going to get the latest from Genevieve. Next hour, Chanel Rione is going to join us. Anxious to talk to her about this whole situation with the media. The suggestion during this Trump trial has been that Trump is guilty of something in New York because the publisher of a news outlet said that they would refuse to publish things that were damaging to Trump. My biggest question is, what at this point difference is it from the mainstream media refusing to report on the Hunter Biden laptop story? They got together. It's almost as if they got together and decided none of us are going to cover this out of fear that it might affect the outcome of the election in 2016. None of us are going to report on this. They had it in their possession, or I should say 2020. They had it in their possession, but claimed they couldn't report on it because they couldn't confirm that it was real. I'm sorry, all these pornographic pictures of Hunter Biden just randomly popped up on a laptop, but it didn't belong to him.
I mean, and let's be real, Trump had plenty of negative press, and it's not like this one publication running all of these negative stories about Trump would have made the difference.
Yes, yes, I know. But I'm anxious to hear Chanel's take on that, because she's been reporting things the mainstream media won't report on for years, and then they finally get around to deciding that it's real, like Ukraine and money changing hands and influence peddling, and now it's the focus of stories even in the mainstream media. So interesting to have a conversation with her. We'll get her in here about 8:35 this morning. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Three radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down, and that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad.
Yes, it is. It all gets back there. He's talking about the protests at some of these universities where they can't decide whether or not, you know, people screaming death to Israel is really a threat or not.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Again, gets back to good people on both sides. Remember when they accused Trump of that at Charlottesville? How can there possibly be good people who don't want statues torn down? That was Trump's argument at the time. Joe Biden had his own little moment of that one yesterday.
I'm not going to fund both sides of a war. I'm not going to spend $100 billion we don't have unpaid for to then walk away from securing the border of the United States.
Thank you, Chip Roy. In case you just woke up this morning, the United States Senate overwhelmingly, at least they got as many votes as they needed to pass this foreign aid deal. And a lot of people are not happy about it.
Blood on your hands! Blood on your hands! Blood on your hands!
Yeah, that there were legislators in the state of Tennessee yesterday. I assume you heard what they were saying there. Blood on your hands. There were legislators in the state of Tennessee yesterday who laid down on the floor and acted like they'd been shot and killed because the legislature approved teachers carrying guns. Not all teachers, bear in mind. Here's the Tennessean. Tennessee House Republicans passed bill allowing teachers to carry guns. The Tennessean has a op-ed out that you should defeat Tennessee Republican lawmakers who voted to arm teachers. That story was out 2 hours ago. It's all headed to the governor now. But people did a drop and flop is what I like to call it. Like when your kid goes boneless and just lays on the ground and won't get up because they're mad about something. That's what some of these legislators did last night. Because they're dumb enough to believe that having people, good people with guns, and there won't be very many of them. Can we just admit, maybe there'll be more in some rural areas than there would be where they're needed, which are in suburban populations.
Yeah, not like Nashville. Nashville is very liberal. I live there.
Yeah.
And by the way, in order for a teacher to be armed, they, of course, have to get a permit, go through 40 hours of gun training, as well as have a psychological evaluation. It's not just like, all right, next in line, who would like a gun? You? Oh, okay, you too? It's not. They're acting like anybody can go do this, and it's as simple as going and ordering a cheeseburger. Like,
no.
It's just not like that. They're not just handing them out.
No, they're not. You're right. They have to have authorization from the superintendent, the principal, and the chief of police, 40 hours of basic training, advanced training, psychological exam, all of this crap you have to go through. And even after all of that, you people are in the background chanting, you'll have blood on your hands. My guess is there's not a single one of these morons against this who's ever even handled a gun. Because if they had, they'd realize they don't shoot themselves. Guns don't shoot themselves. It's like Epstein didn't kill himself. Guns don't shoot themselves. There has to be a human being standing behind it with their finger on the trigger who pulls the trigger because the gun is pointed in an unsafe direction and then it kills someone, mm-hmm. right? Or it's pointed in an intentional direction and it kills someone. And they seem to think that having a good person with a gun in a room is somehow dangerous. It absolutely defies logic. But fortunately, the governor down there is a Republican, and he's going to sign this so that in some places in America, there's a little bit of sanity. And I would be surprised if more than a handful of teachers even sign up to go through it. I hope more do.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people will be racing to do that.
Well, they'll probably be judged from other teachers. Let's be real.
If they know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
If they know about it. If they're smart, they'll just keep it quiet. All right, coming up, Genevieve Wood from Heritage. We'll find out more about that $337 million law fine against a largest Christian university in America. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Wood on the phone with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, how are you?
Good morning, Mark.
You know, I read the story yesterday with sort of slack-jawed that it just doesn't seem like it's possible that coincidentally two of the largest Christian universities in America would be fined the exact same amount by the Biden administration. I mean, what are the odds that they're both fined the exact same amount of $37 million. It just seems so random.
Right. It's not like it's $25 million or $50 million, kind of rounded numbers. Where they come up with $37 million makes it really odd. And what else is odd, Mark, is they don't really say why. They just basically, I mean, this one university, Grand Canyon University, which is a university based out in Arizona, which is the largest Christian university in the country, basically they were said that they're being sued, the federal government's bringing a suit against them over allegations that it has lied to its students about the cost of its programs. But that's it. They don't give them any other evidence. They don't say, here's the actual, you know, accusations, here's the facts, here's what we're going to be looking at in court. And they're not even going to bring this until like 2025, I think. So, you know, 6 or 7 months from now before they'll even have a hearing about it. But here, we're just putting a lawsuit on you. And they did the same thing to Liberty. Very similar, very broad allegation. Don't provide any evidence of what's backing it up. And I think it's more intimidation than it is a real suit. I think they want to try to scare these schools into basically doing more of what you see at Columbia University and these other left-wing campuses, which is shutting down free speech and not standing for certain principles. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, you know, a couple of the Democrats at the hearing said that they are trying to shut them down. We're
Absolutely,
cracking down not only to shut them down, but to send a message to not prey on students. So here's my thing. Right now, they're floating this idea that they can just randomly cancel student debt as if it's not real debt, and they'll just snap their fingers and it'll go away. Without looking at the real problem in higher education, it's not just at a private Christian school like that. is these outrageous salaries that professors get paid, and the fact that how much that's gone up in the last 25 or 30 years, and versus how much tuition's gone up in the last 25 or 30 years. That's why student debt is so high, and they never address that.
Well, and they never address the fact that student debt has gone up right along with the way the federal government pours money into student loan programs. So the more students are allowed to borrow, the more colleges raise tuition. I mean, you can see that track very, very carefully. So it's very clear what's driving the cost of student debt. But the difference in these places are, in many cases, they are still cheaper than what you're paying at a lot of state universities or certainly a lot of left-wing private schools. And these students are going to where their values are. I mean, Grand Canyon University itself has said our enrollment continues to go up. We're not having any other problems, even though that we've had this lawsuit. There's been other allegations from the government trying to come after them. They don't like these universities because they are operating, I believe, with a Christian faith as their basis of principles. That's their mission. They don't like their mission statements. They don't like the fact that they stand for certain Christian principles and beliefs and biblical values. I guess they'd rather them look like, you know, places like Columbia, where you're shutting down free speech. You're trying to, you know, you're attacking Jewish students and Jewish professors and teachers. And basically now you're sitting, what does Columbia University cost a year? $70,000, $80,000. And now they're shutting down the school for the rest of the year. Going to go all online? Is that the kind of environment that they're trying to get at Liberty in places? I mean, it's outrageous. They're attacking them for what they believe, not because of the product they're producing.
Right.
Genevieve, real quickly, we have like a minute left. This interesting article on the Daily Signal about this wage gap. The article says that this pay gap everyone is all upset about between men and women is really a choice gap. Explain that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reality is if you have the same job and you have a man and a woman in it, they both bring the same education to it. They bring the same skills, number of years involved, or, you know, in that particular role to it. They do make the same. The difference is when you look at one person who's decided to be in that job, but maybe they've taken a couple of years off to raise children, or that, you know, maybe they have a bachelor's degree versus a master's degree. Those are the differences in why you have pay gap. It has nothing to do with men and women. It has in fact to do that women often choose more flexible type of hours. They take off more unpaid time, but they like that. They want the ability to do that. Whenever you've seen a government, whether it's in this country or you can look around the world, trying to fix that by making men take more time off or saying we're going to have less flex time so that we can even the pay gap, you end up actually hurting women.
Yeah.
Rachel, they want the flex time over the pay.
Rachel Gresler wrote that article in the Daily Signal. DailySignal.com. We've had her on before. I love having her on here. Just like we love having you on, Genevieve. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at Heritage. Go check out DailySignal.com. That is a great article on the fake argument about this wage gap. We'll be back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ultimately, women in America and voters in America know exactly who it is that put the Supreme Court justices in place who, you know, ultimately struck down Roe versus Wade. And I think it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for the Republican Party and Donald Trump to escape that responsibility. But the thing that Biden is capitalizing on is that women across America, and not just women, are extremely motivated by this issue. So
that is Mara Gay on MSNBC this morning, making the argument that women across America will race to the voting booth this year to vote on this because they're angry about abortion. And they think that's going to drive turnout. Maybe in states like Missouri, where there could be an abortion initiative petition on the ballot, maybe she's right. Maybe the angry crowd will be there. I don't know. There is an abortion case today being argued before the United States Supreme Court. And here's what you need to understand about it. As they are prone to do, the Biden administration went in and administratively changed the rules to try to do an end run around the Supreme Court on abortion. Supreme Court outlawed abortion. Well, they didn't outlaw it. They overturned Roe v. Wade, which said it wasn't legal for the, it's not in the Constitution, a legal guaranteed right, so that it went back to the states. So the Biden administration went in and changed the decades-old Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Wait a minute. They didn't change it, Kim. They reinterpreted it. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
With Title IX, they reinterpreted it. With the ATF, when it comes to gun laws, they don't gun regulations they don't like, they reinterpret it to fit their narrative, whatever that happens to be. So in this case, the state of Idaho has almost a total ban on abortion, except in cases where the mother's life is at risk. And the reason they're in court today at the Supreme Court, and this will be a major decision, is it a state's right to ban abortion, or can the federal government come in and argue that doctors have the right to go in and do an abortion if they decide it's time for it? So in other words, there's a federal, the way they reinterpreted this federal law, it would require emergency room physicians in Idaho, or you put the state of your choice in there, Missouri, anybody else that's got an abortion limitation right now, it would require ER physicians to perform abortions to stabilize pregnant victims experiencing a medical crisis. And it's going to be up to the attorneys for Idaho to convince the court that basically the Biden administration is trying to use this as a way to go around the justice's 2022 decision to end the federal right to abortion. And they might win this because you've got justices up there right now that are pretty skeptical of that federal power over this. The point is, this wouldn't be happening except for the fact that the Biden administration administratively changed the rules. They didn't go back through Congress to get Congress to reinterpret the decades-old Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. They just reinterpreted what Congress meant years ago to fit what they want now, just like they did with the ATF on ghost guns, just like they'll do with the ATF on trying to do on universal background checks, on bump stocks. The government shouldn't be able to get away with that.
Yeah.
If it's the intent of Congress, let Congress fix it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they always find a workaround. Speaking about abortion, I have some interesting information, an update supposedly on how the signature gathering is going for IP, the question about abortion.
Yes.
So I think they have meetings to update the abortion supporters. So apparently they have enough signatures, which this should surprise nobody, enough signatures they believe in CD1, which is St. Louis City. They think they have enough in CD5, Kansas City.
No surprise.
They're getting close to having enough signatures in CD2, which would be, because I know there's a CD2 and CD3 in St. Charles County, but I think that would be referring
CD2 covers part of St.
Louis
County.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
They appear to not be gathering signatures at all in CD6 or CD8, which would be Northern Missouri or Southeastern Missouri.
Right.
And they're behind in CD3, CD4, and CD7. They're now starting to organize drive-through signature gathering stations and going door-to-door.
Which is why IP reform is so important.
Yeah.
For it won't restrict where they can gather signatures, but it will require a 50% plus one vote in those outlying districts, and that's what they're afraid of. In other words, they want the majority of liberal progressive areas like Kansas City and St. Louis and maybe Springfield to exert their will on all of the state, on all of the residents, even though the residents in the more rural areas aren't going to support those things.
It gives everybody a voice, essentially, is what IP
reform does.
It's
like the Electoral College.
But I was thinking about everything with abortion yesterday, and obviously it breaks my heart. This is a heart issue. I think that unless your heart is changed, you're just not going to be pro-life, I think,
right,
in a lot of ways. And, you know, we have to think about what's the messaging we want to have when it comes to speaking to somebody who is very, very in favor of abortion. I mean, potentially up until birth, basically. And I think, you know, I want to use words like murder and the strong language because that's how strongly I feel about it. But I think a lot of these women, They feel like it is their only option, that they, for example, are pregnant as a teenager and they don't like any of the options, and they feel like abortion is the least of the bad options. Or I know of women who have been so incredibly sick when they're pregnant, and they say have other children, and they are a single mom, and they feel like if they're that sick and basically bedbound that they can't have a job because they're so sick from the pregnancy, and then they can't pay their bills, and they feel like their only choice is to then abort their baby, even though they actually want the child. Now, I am always going to say we should be pro-life and we need to protect that life from the moment of conception. But I do feel like I'm just thinking now, okay, if I'm trying to get through to some of these people and have a genuine conversation, what's the best approach to take? Because yelling at somebody and using really strong language and calling them murderers, which again, I would say it is murder, but I don't think that that's the best strategy. So I'm really trying to figure out, for myself at least, how can I have these conversations with people?
Yeah.
Because I would imagine a lot of people listening right now, a lot of them are probably pro-life. Maybe not all, but probably the majority. So a lot of us would agree, right? How do we reach those other people?
It's a good question. It is. And I like you, feel like I would not handle that well.
It's hard.
Which is why when the person came up at my polling place to ask me to sign this abortion petition, I just looked at her and said, no, you know nothing about me. If this conversation goes any further, we're going to end up yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Because if you had any idea what that bill did, there's no way you could support it. And she would probably have gotten into an argument with me over it. I would have handled it logically. But at some point, the only question you can ask is, what's the choice? What's the choice?
Mm-hmm.
The choice is life or it's death. It's binary. Maybe that doesn't get to your point, how to change hearts and minds. But to me, that's the ultimate question for people. That's what they have to consider. All right. We need to get to a quick break here before the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Chanel Rione in the next hour. Of course, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News. And I want to chat with her a little bit about what's at stake in this argument in New York regarding President Trump and media coverage. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
لن يكون هناك سلام ولا تفاوض مع الكيان الصهيوني لسبب واحد فقط، لأن عقيدتهم أصلا لا تعترف بالتفاوض بل بالمراوغة.
Please allow me to translate, because I think this is important here for you to understand what's going on. Carl, pot that down for me just a little bit. This is a guy, his name is Essa al-Nassar. He is a Qatari official. Now, that should mean something to you, because the U.S. is currently in negotiations allowing Qatar to play the mediation role in trying to get a ceasefire in Gaza and I will never understand this, except that it's the Biden administration. That's the only thing I can think of. Let me explain to you what exactly the guy is basically saying here. He says there can be no peace or negotiations with Israel. He says Hamas's 10/7 terror attack is, quote, only the introduction to the annihilation of Israel. And they plan to eliminate the Zionist entity from the face of the earth, eliminate their state after all of the Jews have gathered in the land of Palestine. You can read the translation for yourself, or you can learn to speak Farsi or whatever it is that he's speaking.
ما هي إلا مقدمة للقضاء على فساد الكيان الصهيوني الثاني في الأرض.
We said to the children of Israel, dwell in the land. He's reading from the Quran. But when the second of the warnings come to pass, we gathered you together in a mingled crowd. Right now, he sees them in a mingled crowd. and wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So this is taking part in the Arab League session from a Qatari public official who's also in charge of negotiating some sort of a ceasefire.
I thought Qatar and Egypt were already working to negotiate this whole thing, since it started.
They are. They've been in the middle of it.
Yeah.
They guess what? They also won't take any of the refugees.
Right. No, I know. That's the ironic part. We're expected to take all of them, but they won't. Egypt said no, too.
Israel is on an island. It is surrounded by enemies who want to annihilate them. Sometimes they say that out loud. We've been telling you that for years. Here's just another great example of it. If you know of any of these students who are on campus protesting on behalf of Hamas, you need to disassociate yourself with them. Or if it's your kid, you need to grab them by the ear and bring their spoiled butts home and stick them back in the basement until they're educated. This is outrageous. It really is. Coming up, we're going to get you a live report from the campus, I believe, maybe of Columbia University this morning with C.B. Cotton from Fox News. She's covering that. And Chanel Rion from One America News at 8:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.